You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
In my 6 years of formation to be an ordained permanent deacon, one of the precepts of the homiletics class was, say something important in the beginning, say something important in the end, and keep those two as close together as possible. I'll try. This weekend concludes our liturgical year, which usually ends with the sounds and sights intended to scare the bejeebies out of us. But catechumens and candidates, don't worry. In our first reading, the prophet Malachi speaks of death and destruction, where he says, "Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all the evildoers will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire." The gospel doesn't get any more promising. Jesus tells his followers of the proceeding destruction of their sacred temple. He says the days will come when there will be not a stone left upon another stone. There will be wars and insurrections. Nations will rise against nation. Powerful earthquake, famines, insurrection, and plagues. Awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Today's reading could very well be the opening minute of our news stories on TV. Gloom and doom, destruction and death, inhumanity. But to live in fear and in despair does not have to be an option. Not an option for people who are rooted in Jesus Christ, called to evangelize, called to live the gospel values. The Jesuit Father Pierre Delroux de Chardin is quoted as saying, excuse me, "The world belongs to those who offer it its greatest hope." And as surprising as it may be, that's exactly what today's readings are offering us, hope. As we prepare for the end of the liturgical year and the beginning of the RCIA program, the Church gives us readings that reflect on matters that go beyond our individual lives and our daily concerns. Do we see in them simple images of doom and destruction, or do we see signs of hope? My friends, none of us are getting out of here alive. But while we are here, we can live as people of God, as people of hope, for Jesus invites us to do exactly that. And many of us have things that happen in our lives that can give us feelings that our personal world may have come to an end, and in some ways it may have. We may have lost a loved one, a husband, a father, a child. We may have gotten cancer. We may have a family member suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. Our world as we know it has ended. But it is during these times of trial that we rely on our faith in God and the love of our family and friends. In today's readings, even though they are filled with images of catastrophe and tragedy, we are given hope. Hope in a God who offers us love and companionship and compassion and forgiveness. Hope in a God who brought us his only Son. His Son who reminds us that 2,000 years ago, he loved us so much then that he died for us. And the hope we see in Jesus Christ hanging on this cross is the hope we will receive when we finally hold the body and the Eucharist and the blood, the hope and the joy of knowing that we are called to be his sons and daughters. Make no mistake, the world we live in will end, either individually or collectively, and we do not know when. Today's readings are some pretty heavy stuff, but we are being prepared for the end times. There doesn't seem to be too much hope there, but there is lots of it. We still have hope. We still have joy in our lives. For today we are offered the opportunity to share our Christian witnesses and our gospel values with these four men and women who are here before us this morning. We journey with them on their road to Emmaus as Jesus invites them to walk with him on that road with hope and with joy. My dear catechumens and candidates, you have been welcomed into this community of believers. You have been called by name. You have been blessed by the signs of the cross. You will be sent forth to continue your journey of hope and of joy. And on your journey, all will be well. For God is with you and with all of us. There's an ancient Egyptian concept of eternal hope and joy. And in it, they ask two questions. Have you ever had hope in your life? Have you ever given joy to others? It has been said, one day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. May we all continue our journeys in hope and in joy.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.